Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, so I think there's a lot to learn from this guy. Every time we have him on the show, he kind of gives us opinions that jolt us a little, which is very positive. That's a good thing because we need to be challenged. Rudy, this is your job, is to challenge other human beings, right?
It looks like it, eh?
So what are we challenging today? Tell me about these guys in studio and what conversation we're about to have.
So what I'm trying to set up, or what we're trying to do, is I want to create a panel of like people that are skilled in the business of creating entrepreneurs. So I think that in society at the moment, like young guys, they don't really have any sort of idols to follow or guys to look up to. And then when they want to start up a business, it's really trial and error. So I want to try and get some of the right people involved in when you start a business. This is your key steps, 1, 2, 3, 4. And just make it easy to follow the process.
Power. So you've pulled in the big guns here. Again, like I was saying a little earlier on, walking into a conversation around running a business and owning a business is also a very personal one because it isn't for everybody. Mm. Not everyone is supposed to be an entrepreneur. Some people actually are just supposed to have 9-to-5s. But hopefully in this conversation, we'll be able to uncover what it is that signifies an entrepreneur. And if you are an entrepreneur, maybe you feel sad because it's not going the right way and they're going to tell you it's all okay. So let's get it going. Tell me about these guys we're hanging out with here.
Cool. So we've got Ant from Desington Inc. He's a trademark and patent attorney. So basically what he does, he protects intellectual property. Now, for me, the key ingredient is when you want to start anything off, you need to protect that before you start it. So let's say you've got a great concept or a great idea, it would be very good to start off by patenting that so that when you go out to market, nobody can copy it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure you've had to do this at Bryanston Fit Club.
Bryanston, we've trademarked the whole Fight Club in South
Fight
Africa.
Club, yeah.
That belongs to me. So nobody can use the term Fight Club. I've had a couple of times in the last 18 months where guys want to start conflicting businesses with the name Fight Club on it. And because we own the intellectual property, nobody can copy that.
Absolutely. It's a very important aspect. And Anthony, you must argue cases all the time where people haven't taken the right steps and then try and prove that they did have the idea or didn't have the idea. So it's important to get it right from the beginning, right?
That's spot on. Look, you know, take some advice, see what you do or don't have, protect what you can, and then move forward. If the ship has sailed, then sometimes you're left with nothing. So, yeah, definitely.
And then Nathan also joining us. What's this dude's deal, Rudy?
He talks too much. So I couldn't find a proper accountant, so I got Nathan on board. Well,
I do the special books.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, the special books. African books. Dollars. Well, Nate's got an accounting background. Now, because you're an entrepreneur and you've got a great concept, or you're good at selling and whatnot, money is the most important thing in running a business. So Nate needs to bring that together for us and make sure that people follow the right sort of financial advice or sound like your reporting's got to be right. You've got to make sure that in the processes that you follow, that the business runs profitably.
I mean, that's one of the most important aspects, right? Because if you've got to annually balance out books, it's just a reality of a company. And I think a lot of people, they have the idea, they have, you know, the good people skills to have, you know, fill out leave forms and do all of that stuff. And then they just sort of pass off the financial stuff to somebody. And it's very important to understand what that person's doing. You've got to know what a balance sheet is, even if you're not the person preparing it, right?
I mean, for me, it's a fundamental thing that you need. Just some sort of accounting. I'm not an accountant. It is one of the tools you need in a business to measure yourself. If you don't measure yourself, you don't know how well you do. And what accounting does do, which the other disciplines don't, is it just brings a lot of discipline to the business. And it tells you what's really happening. I mean, your marketing guys can say, yes, cool, let's drop another 5 bar on this. But you say, we can't, because we can't afford it. It's the dad in the room, you know. No one likes them, but essentially that's what you do.
So let's zoom out. So they say everything starts with a great idea. A business would start with a great idea. I mean, is that statement true? Because you can have the greatest idea, but if you don't trademark and patent it correctly, it's not a good thing. If you don't know how to do the books properly, it's not a good thing. So is that statement, even in a business context, true? Or maybe is there a better way to phrase that?
I think most definitely it's true. But it could be your key ingredient, but you've got a lot of other ingredients to make the cake whole. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create an environment where you just look at everything holistically and like, that's missing, or that's missing, or that's missing, and try and add a little bit. I mean, you can run a phenomenal business with a great idea. Your accounting's not great, but it is 70% of whatnot.
See, you bring these business people into the studio, and they are very, very popular people.
That's me.
They've got Dubai on the line. That's me. Rudy, they're going to have to start the Fight Club in Dubai after six, bro.
You know, well, that's Victory Park, actually. It's opening on Monday.
See, these entrepreneurs. Monday, yeah. Okay, so the idea is important, though.
Yeah, the idea is I think that that's probably about 90% of what you need. You need a great idea that people buy into. And I would rather have an idea that hits a whole lot of people than hits a small little niche.
So you take the idea, you then have to copyright the idea. Anthony, people get this very confused. It's very confusing.
Yeah, it is very.
So, I mean, what is an original idea? Because if you start a burger joint, that's not an original thing. So how do you differentiate what isn't original?
Okay, Ari, I think you need to take a step back and appreciate that you get a patent, you get a trademark, you get a registered design, and then you have copyright. So those are different things that you need to have assessed, and you may have some. You'll almost always have a trademark, and you probably need a company name and a domain name as well. So those are what most startups would have. Copyright is around us, and whenever you generate something artistic, a logo, a design, anything like that, you're going to have a copyright issue which you need to look at. So there are some basics. Rudy's talking about great ideas. Some great ideas are going to be patentable, so you can protect it with a patent. If you have a great idea that isn't patentable, but it looks different from anything else that's on the market. So
your burger box is different.
Your
McDonald's,
burger box,
yeah.
Or it might be a blank for a burger box. So it's cut a certain way. It has fold lines, and you can protect that with a registered design. So that's why you do want to get into, you get in touch with someone who can advise you on those things at an early stage, and that will then give you an understanding of what you have, what you can protect, how you can protect it, and also make sure that where you need to protect it before you start your business, which is the case with a patent, that you do it in time.
Now let's throw the financial guy into this mix. You're starting mm-hmm. a business. Anthony's hourly rate is probably
too high.
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
You can get prostitutes.
Industry.
Yeah. But
okay, fair enough.
When you're starting a business, every rand counts. And so, Nathan, how much money would you advocate in terms of when you start a business to spending time with Anthony?
Well, every business panel I've done, we breathe off what Rudy and Anthony do.
Huh.
Every business plan, every presentation, the financial report, the financial aspect of it is the last bit. We can only build the numbers off what they have.
Okay.
If he doesn't have something solid and if he doesn't have something viable, I can't translate that into numbers. For me, the number bit is maybe the last thing, the biggest discipline you need. But you see, I met Rudy and we business partners together. I went with him because he believed in his idea. He works hard. The numbers, yes, they do make sense. But it was a viable thing. You can only build it after the fact.
And it was registered and
yes,
it was a brand.
It's registered and all that. But if you don't get these two basics right, a lot of people, you know, it's very easy to start something and keep it running. But if you don't get these two basics right, you're literally going to be, wasting a lot of your time, I think.
One other thing to consider is, and it's not always the case, but people will spend a lot of money getting ready to sell a product. Mm. So the commercialization, the fine detail, tooling up, website design, etc., paying someone to do a logo for your brand. Now, if you're not going to protect it, then you're losing out on that investment to some degree, and it's
you have no leverage then.
Well, yeah. the thing is, you tool up for a product, you put it in the public domain, you haven't protected it, and the law then pretty much says your competitors are allowed to copy you. Obviously within legal bounds, it mustn't be unlawful, it mustn't be wrongful, but that's the reality. If you don't protect something, you're pretty much saying it's in the public domain and other people can imitate your product.
You're taking your profile into public, I guess. Mm.
See, I think what's interesting is that one says the word entrepreneur and start a business, and for some reason, it's a very sexy term, but it doesn't imply administrative stuff, and people don't think that maybe they need to take their idea and go and patent it and copyright it. This doesn't, a lot of people don't think in that way. They think start a business, they think Richard Branson, they think you just, you know, the airline just pops up overnight.
Yeah, and you've put millions in the bank.
Yeah, I, is that something that you just have to learn for yourself? How do you arm yourself walking in?
I tell so many clients that the easy part is finding me and asking me to protect your idea. And okay, now I'm talking about a patent, but even trademarks and so on. The difficult part is making money off your idea, which is where Rudy and Nathan come in. I know what, I mean, I can do that. You come to me, you have your idea or your brand or whatever. We protect it. That's done. It's then making your business a success, creating a demand selling for your product, selling shit.
I mean, I can give an example. I can't disclose the company's name, but I'm head of treasury for a mining supply chain firm. And when I came on, we had a CEO which literally was running faster than everybody. And he grew this business insanely. We did the actual numbers and we realized that if any bit of the step falls, the whole thing is going to collapse. And that's where I think you must also understand, I don't know what entrepreneur means really. I don't know what that means.
It's got a definition.
But, I do think that what people misunderstand is even if it's small till it's big, you've got to have that discipline and you've got to have the basics. All of these other boxes you can check, but if you don't have the discipline in all aspects, you're literally going to fall.
Let's go through those aspects. What are the aspects that you need these disciplines in?
In financially, I don't know.
In a business. What are the
We said earlier you've got to have a good concept. Mm. You've got to have your processes and procedures in place.
Mm. And that's stock taking, that's getting the import,
like how
the
you
export.
Get to market, like what chain, what route do you follow to market?
Yeah.
You know, like I've got this thing, energy creates movement. If you waste your energy and you're putting good energy into creating things that don't add value to your business, I mean, you're going to spend your day running around not creating income. Mm. So you want to look at whatever you're doing, and whatever you're doing has got to lead to the end result. Is it going to make money for me?
And you have to obviously set the frameworks. That's what the procedures in that are, is setting the frameworks.
Yeah, we've got something, I don't know if you guys, ISO certification. And
what?
ISO. So it's basically a rubber stamp on your company to show the rest of the world when someone else comes and you say you're going to make this bottle this way, it's guaranteed. Okay. They ordered you.
It's like
and that's all based on your procedures. If you don't have those procedures from the beginning, mm-hmm. you're going to fail. I know it's a headache. It's a lot of work. But then you can't blame somebody for doing what you haven't told them to do afterwards.
The thing is, I think a lot of this information, as ironic as it is, isn't always that readily available to people. And so, you know, before you jump into something, how much research and how much education do you have to do before you just decide to, you know, throw caution to the wind, quit your job and start a company?
Never quit your job.
Oh, never quit your job.
It comes from the educator. Quit your job tomorrow. Balls to the wall.
But I mean, you do have to do a lot of research walking into starting a business, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you could also spend all your time doing research. That's not going to really make money for you. You've got to like go with your gut.
Yeah.
You see, I think what we're actually establishing here takes all different shapes and sizes of people to. I might just shoot from the hip and go and do it, and he might spend 6 months like researching it and then do it, or he might not do it. Do you understand? I don't think there's a right and a wrong way. Like, I think what we're actually trying to achieve here today is, so I've chatted to quite a few people, and I want to try to set up a show whereby we get investor involved once a week or every second week, and we do small enterprises from 50 to 100,000 rand investment. And we've got Nathan with an accounting background. We've got Ant with a legal background. And we'll get somebody from a marketing background involved. And we'll see if we can set up sort of investors and small entrepreneurs.
And sort of, you know, really poke around someone's idea.
Poke it till it's broken. Like, is it going to last or not? And, you know, I mean, you could sort of like bow down in here, and that means you're just never going to last out there. But we could have maybe 1 out of 10 success stories.
But can I ask you, why? I've just never understood it. There's media and content for everything else, but there's nothing helping the youth to set up their business.
Well, I'm here and you're here.
Yeah, I mean, besides this, I mean, you know, we've got a lot of content coming our way, but there's nothing really helping us on some basic questions. I don't know. I think maybe some people are a bit scared to ask these questions about business.
I mean, people just push start a business, run a business. Entrepreneurship is the game changer in an African context. But people don't understand that even if you're selling tomatoes, you need to know how SARS works and that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a little overwhelming. Why
SARS
laughing?
Is the last thing on your mind when you're selling tomatoes. Like, yeah.
But it's a fundamental. I mean, if we're being realistic, in terms of starting a business, how long does it take before you start making money or you don't start making money? Or how do you get through those initial phases? And of course, it's a case by case thing because you can start Facebook and the next thing, the thing's taking over the world.
A billion, 6 billion.
You know. Yeah, I mean, that'll be in your business plan where you expect to make money. And when you start your business, you've got to probably tear that up because you'll never do that. I know like restaurants, 90% of them fail in the first year because of undercapitalization. You can have a great business plan, but it's when you're actually running it on the ground. If your disciplines aren't there, God knows when you're going to make money. If it could be 5 years, could be 30 years. You can't answer when am I going to make money. I mean, no. It depends on the person, but you cannot answer when you're going to make money or how I'm going to make money. You should be really doing it within your first year if you have a small business. If you're not doing it by then, you're doing something wrong.
Let's pick up on a business plan because everyone says business plan, and throws that around, and you can get the formats easily on Google. But what is the reality of that document? And a business plan, does someone have to come with that to you in order to even qualify for your time?
Look, I deal more with a small part of the business plan, which is sometimes going to be your special product that you want to sell a lot of. You almost always will have a brand, and that's easy enough to protect. And I can advise people on what's a good brand and what's not such a good brand for reasons that we will know because we deal with trademarks. You don't want something that describes your product because you can't get a monopoly in descriptive words. So you want a distinctive brand, for example. So we can deal with part of the business plan, but look, it's obviously important. And when we look at something like that, if a client doesn't have... It's a bit of a team sport because if you don't have a Rudy and you don't have a Nathan and you're a great inventor, you're probably not going to be able to sell a product. So yes, business plan important. Not really what I do, but I can tell people that there are gaps based on what they need to do in the business plan and whether they can do that themselves.
For me, really, a business plan is not the gibberish you write in the first couple of pages. It's the projection sort of at the end where you are guesstimating your sales for the first couple of months and your expenses. Now, the expenses you can make quite a good guesstimate for. The sales is a bit of a variable. But that just gives you, like, at month two, if you've got to pay in money into your business to run it, it gives you sort of some sense of assurance that, hey, things are going to according to plan here. By month three, I'm there. By month four, I'm there. By month six, I'm in the green.
But how do you get good at being honest with yourself? Because you obviously think that your idea is shot and that you're going to have amazing...
I look at a projection like this. So I take the bottom line and then I say, cool, let me take 20% off. Let me take 40% off. Let me half it. So I normally try and get involved in ideas where you can take more than half off and they're still profitable. Yeah.
So that's an important note for investors is that if the guy that's giving you the business plan says a million, you take that as half a million.
Take it at 250.
$250. Okay.
I mean, when you go into a meeting with the business plan, you're going to go there for it to be shot down. But the real honesty, and Rudy will agree with this, is the numbers don't lie while you're running it. So, I mean, your business plan, that's all a projection. I mean, that's the same way as your Facebook profile. It's what you want it to seem. Nobody knows what's really going on. Yeah. But at the end of the day, your numbers are never going to lie. So if you're not going to be honest, your books will be, provided you have honest books.
And if you don't, then get Nathan, and he'll make two books for you.
I'll drop my number later.
in putting the overall business plan
Nathan's
together...
Nathan's fired.
in putting this business plan together, though, I mean, we raise this point of objectivity. So we've raised it in the form of the numbers. But in putting it together, when you're putting a business plan together, to remain objective, I would imagine that you can't be the only person editing that document.
You can't be objective in a business plan. It's a subject of it.
I'm excited about this. I want to bring this to life. So understand that we can all sit and think about conceptualized great ideas, but it's the guy who's going to get off his ass and do it that's going to be the entrepreneur. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to do this. This is looking great to me, and that's what a business plan is. It's a way of directing some energy.
It's a marketing exercise,
yes,
essentially.
That's it. And then you write halfway through and you think, oh, shit, I didn't think of that. And then the more you think about it, so you might actually find you dump the document and you think, this is not a great idea. Or it just grows and it feeds itself.
You want an objective view. Take your business plan to your bank or your ex-girlfriend.
No. Thanks.
No, but it's true. That's very true.
That's the real honesty where you're going to see.
You have to be able to really interrogate it. Okay, so I think this is a good starting point because before we're even running the business, we've now had the idea for the business and we've created the business plan. And we've tried to do it as objectively as possible. And then obviously the steps are going to continue, and that's what we're going to do over the next couple of weeks is figure out what the next steps are. So business plan, objective, ex-girlfriend, 25% of what was actually projected.
Money. You need money.
You need money. Ant wants to see some of the stuff that's in the business plan before he sort of takes the call. So you can't just phone him and say, my burger box is going to look like the McDonald's one, but in yellow.
So I've actually got Ant's number on speed dial, and I'll phone him at like 10 o'clock at night and say, listen, I need a patent. This is an idea. Listen, I need a trademark. Or listen, I need another trademark. Or that trademark we did, can we do another one on that?
Yeah.
Like, so the business plan, maybe in the beginning, but after that, if you have him on speed dial.
Okay, yeah. So eventually you get the guy on speed dial and you're at Rudy's level.
And you also said, look, it can be expensive up front, but you can – we don't tell everyone spend what you – we'll spend as much as possible now. It can be a staggered protection rollout plan. And we advise people to do that. Look, if you've got 5,000 rand that you want to put into IP, we'll say this is the best way you can spend that money. And try and give them as much as they can. Some things you can file 6 months down the line.
Yeah.
So there's advice there.
And there's a lot of ways. People must just ask questions. I think that's one thing that people don't see.
Get information.
I suggest if you have something, get a mentor if you can in your industry and ask as many questions. There's nothing stupid because you're going to feel stupid when you run out of money.
Yeah.
But there's nothing stupid that you can ask. There's plenty of sources, that the government has made available, private investors, banks and things like that. They can give you funds. They also give you advice. Ask questions. Don't be scared. Your house is not going to burn down. But it will if you insurance for it because your business gone under afterwards.
Okay. This is a productive conversation. Okay. So we've set the initial starting cornerstones of what this conversation is. We're going to start getting people in to pitch their ideas and looking at the specifics of it and getting into differentiating the patent from the trademark, from the copyright. But let's just go around the room quick and get closing points on the initial step. So the idea and the business plan and thoughts on that. Rudy, let's kick it off with you.
Yeah, look, for me in essence is, I'll give you an example. I went to a friend of mine's house about last year, October. He's sitting there and he's quite good at inventing stuff. So he's invented this fancy little product. It's a little battery with a LED light on it and it works for informal settlements. So I look at this thing and I go, well, that's great, Brent, but how are people going to charge it? So then he explains to me, he's done a whole concept whereby you put a solar charging station into an informal settlement, which creates like an energy hub, and then like you change a gas bottle, people will change their battery like instant. So like for me, like a phenomenal concept, you know, if you look at areas that are totally off the grid, that can't get power, why is this not in production? So I said, Brent, how long have you had this for? So he says, no, since 2013. I'm like, no, man, you're mad. So I left there. I said, you mind if I take it with me? And I phoned a couple of guys on the way here, and Costinho was actually the first guy. So I said, Prince, you need to meet me. We need to talk about this. So I met him in Bryanston like an hour later, and we're sitting talking, and he's like, bro, you need to put a brand on this. It needs a make. You need to call it something. And anyway, so my next phone call was to Ant, and I said, listen, I've got this product. We need to do something. And we, like the next morning, 8 o'clock, we patented it. And 2 weeks later, our first prototype's out in Centurion running. And 2 months later, we were at the African Energy in Durban last week, and it looks like we're branching out into the whole of Africa. So there's no set structure in write it like this, do it like that. However, you know, like, you got to sometimes go with your gut. You got to grab onto something and just shoot full tilt, you know?
All the logical people in the world right now, like Rudy, I think, bro.
Fuck.
I still want like a 5-step plan. Yeah.
So I must tell you,
it's comfort. A business plan is comfort. Planning is comfort.
Yeah. I must tell you, in the same breath, like about 2 years ago, I closed a 200 million a year company that I'd owned for 12 years. So it's not going to work all the time. And the one thing that I've learned about businesses is they're not going to last forever. Like, you got to get in while it's good. You got to make sure you bank as much as possible. And when the time's right, walk away, do something else.
Okay. I don't know how you emotionally feel of with those closing remarks, but I hear what you're saying. Ants?
Yeah, all right. Rudy's given us an example.
He shoots from the hip, though, which is what I think that's a lot of what it's about.
This whole entrepreneurship,
that's natural,
it's a team sport. And unless you're gifted and you can field all the bases, which is unlikely. I mean, even Richard Branson probably has an account.
And he failed a couple of times.
There you go.
But he fell.
Maths.
All right. So IP isn't that difficult. Ask questions, like Nathan said. Get hold of someone, and it's really important to try and get hold of someone that you have a
rapport with.
Exactly, because you can pick up the phone. Rudy tells me what he's got. He can phone me. It's not necessarily a consultation. If he's got something, I can say, Rudy, I need to see the drawing. Bring it in. But if you got someone, and I know it's not everyone is in a position to have a patent or trademark attorney.
I'm going to give you a number out.
But look, so it's a team sport. Intellectual property can be very important, and sometimes it's time sensitive if it's a patent.
Mm.
It's not always time sensitive, but you generally don't want to leave it till too late. And it's also an asset that can be on that business plan. So you can have IP, go to trademark, this is what it's worth to some degree. So
power.
That's about it, yeah.
Nathan, round us out, we're running out of time.
All I ask is just make sure financially you have discipline. Please do not play with the numbers, do not play with SARS. Ask as much advice as you can.
SARS in this conversation.
Yeah, don't
twice.
Trust this guy. ask as much advice as you can.
My name's not Rudy. I'm not part of this conversation.
And just make just remember that there's many forms of finance. And please, to the accountants, you are the least important person in the room, but you are the most important person in the room. We're there for the divorce, not for the marriage. You know what I mean? So, that's it.
Okay, well, we're starting the conversation. This is the thing. So it's difficult to say that at the end of this you're going to have learnt X and Y, because business is a fluid thing. We were speaking about the fact that you don't know what a first year is going to look like until the first year has happened. And likewise, with these kinds of conversations, walking into it, you don't know what the outcome is going to be. And it's your narrative in terms of how you run your business or start your business. But it's interesting to hear how other people navigate those rivers and roads for themselves. So that's very, very powerful. How do we keep up with everyone all day before we touch base again on social media?
You follow me on Fight Club SO.
Power. There you go.
Website, desinc.co.za.
And it's registered and trademarked and patented.
Nobody
take that domain. You don't mess with the guy that's in that business. Nathan?
Call me on Rudy's number.
Okay. Fantastic.
Or at the Grand after 10.
All right, that's been powerful. Yeah, I can't say exactly what the narrative of the conversation was, but it's fluid. It's ever-evolving, and you don't know until you actually do it. So that was very, very dope. Nick Hellman on CliffCentral.com.